Friends, as we come to the sixth chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, I think that you have noted that in the past two or three times, in fact, since we've been in Deuteronomy, that the emphasis is on two words, obedience and love, or probably I should turn it around and say it should be on love and obedience, not actually law and obedience, and the way that you and I express our love for God is in obedience. The Lord Jesus put it like that. He said, if you love me, keep my commandment. And therefore, today, the acid test is just simply that. If you love him, he says, keep my commandments. Salvation is a love affair. We love him because he first loved us. And that is, may I say, so important for us to see in these days. God's love is actually expressed in law. That is true. And the great principle of law is love, but love expresses itself in obedience to God. That is the thing that the Lord emphasizes, as we shall see again and again in this section of Scripture. In the 7th chapter in verse 9, he says, knowing therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Now the great principle, therefore, of the gospel is expressed in Deuteronomy here. It's a great principle, and that is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And we love him because he first loved us. Obedience is the important thing here all the way through. It was, if they keep these commandments, if they keep them, if they keep them, that is the thing that was all important as far as God was concerned. They must obey him. They must keep his commandments. Now, somebody says, well, if love is in the Old Testament, what's new about it in the New Testament? Well, the love of God has been translated today into history by the incarnation and death of Christ. Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, that while we were what? Well, we were without strength. We were dead in trespasses and sins. Christ died for the ungodly. He died for us. You see, it's one thing to express love by bringing these people out of Egypt. It's another thing to die for them. It's one thing to say something from the top of Mount Sinai. It's another thing to come down and take upon himself our frail humanity, made in the likeness of man, and to die upon a cross for our sins. Again, I repeat it, salvation is a love affair. We love him because he first loved us. And herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and he gave his Son to be a propitiation for our sins.